Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to Red Men News. It is your daily dose of all things to do with Liverpool Football Club. I am your host Paul Machin. I am joined by Ross Chandley for this one, and we are partnered with The Athletic for today. We're going to delve into one of their articles in a moment as one of our many and varied news topics, but we do have a fantastic offer for you which I'm going to read because I haven't learned this verbatim yet. The best written coverage of Liverpool in the world anywhere by world-class writing team of writers including James Pearce, the man, the legend, Mr. James Pearce, and Si Hughes, which I feel I've undersold slightly there because of the big ups I've just given James Pearce, but both absolutely good friends of ours and fantastic Liverpool writers, and really got the shackles off in moving to The Athletic as well, giving them the opportunity to write really long form, in-depth and detailed stuff, not being pressured with the whole churn and turn around of writing match day content. Visit www.theathletic.co.uk/redmennews. Start a 30-day free trial and receive 50% off your yearly subscription to The Athletic. It's £2.50 a month. It's the new home of football writing.
No ads either.
And no ads, pop-ups. Nothing annoying or irritating. It's just, and to be fair, I started my subscription. I'm having a really good time with it. It takes a while, I think, to get things into your routine and what have you. But we all have that cycle of thing where you run out of things to do, things to read. And that I have a number of Liverpool outlets that I go to. And adding The Athletic there where you know you're not just going to get dross. It's not just going to be amateurish opinions thrown together.
Clickbait.
Yeah, you know, there's no clickbait nonsense. There's some stuff that's really on the money of the moment. It's like, you know, obviously they've covered the stuff recently with the Salah Mane stuff, and the article that we'll come to first is a really interesting sort of, they've expanded around that, haven't they, Ross? So the first thing we talk about is this article here. Souness and Thompson, one of the longest, football's longest running feuds. Si Hughes, and he delves into this Graeme Souness and Phil Thompson thing, how they basically fell out a long, long time ago. Two players who were absolute pillars of the most decorated Liverpool side in history. And as mentioned here, they won 5 league titles, was 3 European Cups in 7 seasons. But it's quite interesting that you've got two guys who didn't get on, but they were part of a successful team.
I had absolutely no idea that this was a thing. I think you just assume when you look at that history and all the things that they won, that everyone got on and everything was quite rosy, but it's quite evident that it wasn't. I think it kind of also sums up that Liverpool squad at the time of having that mentality of going, well, we don't get on. And it's quite funny, you mentioned the Mane Salah thing before. I think it's competitiveness at some point, isn't it? And they were both obviously figures in the changing room and captains and stuff like that. So it's quite an interesting read. I only read a little bit and I'm waiting for my lunch break to read the rest of it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's just funny stuff. And it talks about where Souness wonders whether Thompson's attitude changed to him in the summer of 81 behind the curtains of a private function suite at Burlington House Hotel in Dublin. And it obviously talks about a little incident that happened where they were European champions, and Thompson had become the first Merseyside-born European Cup-winning captain in the club's history. He was therefore boosted by another injection of confidence he didn't really need. And then it talks about how like trays of beer being supplied on the club's account, etc., etc. It's a fascinating insight into what Liverpool was like culturally as well at the time. But obviously, you've not just got that; you've got a whole host of other things and really long, deep dive reads, which is well worth checking out. So do that. We'll put the link in the description for that underneath. But let's plough on with stuff that's happening in the Liverpool world today. Ross, the Champions League squad has been submitted. Anything of note for you from that?
Not really. Just everyone you expect to be in there. I think Hoover is the only one. Maybe you could argue why is he not in there and stuff like that. But there's plenty of youngsters that are getting the chance in there. Maybe just a positional thing, maybe.
Well, we did a bit of this, and a lot of the stuff we've covered here, we've done in much more depth and detail on today's Reds News Roundup show, which is going to be available on the website later this afternoon and in podcast form as well. So very, very good stuff there. The really interesting thing which drew my eye is the fact that Harvey Elliott is on the A list, whereas Trent Alexander-Arnold is on the B list. And the key sentence here is just underneath, where it says, "List B includes players born on or after January 1st, 1998, who've been eligible to play for the club for any uninterrupted period of 2 years since their 15th birthday." So your B list is normally just made up of a bunch of kids from your academy.
Yep.
But because we've bought Elliott and Vandenberg, who would, if they'd been at the club for a couple of years, they'd be
qualify.
In the B list.
Okay.
So we've had to put Elliott in the A list if we want to use him. Same with Vandenberg. And therefore, just to balance it all out, we don't need to put Alexander-Arnold in the A list. He can go in the B list. And same with Brewster. So that's why they're in there. So it makes it look as though, like, Alexander-Arnold,
just
Brewster. Well, yeah, you know, or like somehow Jones, Kane, Kelleher, LaRucci, Lewis are on the same pecking as those lads. It's not. It's just that Liverpool have kind of juggled the squad around to make things fit, and in addition to that, and the rules that I don't fully understand and never truly have, is obviously rules around homegrown and foreign players, etc., etc. So Liverpool have done a bit of a juggling act, and this is what they've come up with, and it looks like as a result Keanu Hoover hasn't made the cut, but I imagine next season he'll be eligible to go on the B list, and that'll free some stuff up for Liverpool to use him. But
it'd be quite nice that Alexander-Arnold might be on the B list when he wins number 7.
Well, fascinating stuff, isn't it? Like, yeah, same with Brewster as well. So yeah, that's the squad. No great shocks, no great misses. Obviously, Nathaniel Klein isn't registered because there's no point. Yeah. He's going to be missing till the new year. So yeah, no great shocks in there. But if you've got any thoughts on that, do let us know in the comments. Moving on, a player that is registered because he's going to be staying at Liverpool Football Club is Dejan Lovren. He's spoken to a Sportske Novosti. Courtesy of Neil Jones from Goal. He says, "I feel relief the transfer window is closed. I got tired of reading and listening every day about me or leaving or staying in Liverpool. Everyone, Dejan is here, Dejan is there. I knew nothing. It annoyed me." The really interesting part of this, Ross, because obviously people watching on YouTube can see this on the screen here, we talked about this again on the Reds News Roundup. He said, "Yes, I did consider moving. I knew I gave my best for Liverpool and won the Champions League, and I'm not the kind of player that likes to be benched and earn money. Some player, people around me advise me, what do you care? You're in a big club, shut up and take the money, but I'm not on the bench." I really like that, because if you look, one thing I mentioned on that show, if you don't like Dejan Lovren, you can read this another way. My reading of it is that he's saying, "I'm not just staying at Liverpool because I'm here to take the money. I want to play. If I'm staying at Liverpool, I'm going to fight for my place."
Yeah, and that's why he's saying he's not happy, because he wants the game time more than anything. I think it's a really good attitude to have, and think he's got every right to be annoyed, pissed off that he's now gone to fourth choice. But that's a combination of probably him not being at his peak. I don't think he's been crap at all, but you know, Joel Matip's just fast-tracked him, Joe Gomez has fast-tracked him and stuff. Yeah. But you know, I think it's also good management from Jurgen Klopp and saying, "No, actually, you know what, I need you." And I think we've seen with some other clubs already this season, you know, obviously Laporte's out for a while. Mm-hmm. Having Dejan Lovren as your fourth choice is a great move by Liverpool Football Club, yeah. Because, you know, we've spoken about the Champions League already. You know, we're playing two games a week every week for, you know, months, yeah. Going into the season now. It only takes one injury. And he's, you know, he's back on the bench, or you know, you're playing three games a week. We need him.
100%. And just to round that out, I feel very happy, because all the time I felt LFC was buying me. I respect that a lot. Klopp told me, "Listen, buddy, you're a top class player. We will not let you go on loan. We need you." I wanted to leave. It didn't happen. I was told LFC needs me, and I accepted that. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. I think everyone who's got a bit of a, there's a lot of people who don't like Dejan Lovren. You're entitled to your opinions, but this club has been littered down the years with footballers who've either just been greedy and wanted the money. Let's look at Lazar Markovic as an example. Clearly got the wrong attitude, clearly happy to take the money, sit in Liverpool's reserves and rot. Whereas you look at Dejan Lovren, look, he is ambitious, but he's also been told, "Look, you've got a contract, you've got a role to play at the football club." Honestly, I think he'll move next summer. Yeah. I think he'll be granted that, but I think Liverpool will be ready to let him move on next summer, whereas it would actually, we looked again on the Reds News Roundup today, at the list of the players who've left the club this summer, not one of them leaving has weakened the squad. Dejan Lovren leaving actually would have weakened the squad. So I think we all told, I think we've got we seem to have a happy player. We've kept a really good, talented player, and we've not damaged the squad. I think that's.
I don't think you sell yourself short either when you're talking about, you know, Vandenberg and a couple of the youngsters playing in that position. They're going to learn off him in training and stuff like that. So it's all good.
Absolutely. Just one player who did choose to leave Liverpool and things haven't worked out for him, which is maybe Deja Lovren take note. Emre Can, just briefly, as talked about here on EmpireOfTheCop.com, he's shocked and angry because he's been left out of their Champions League squad. He said, last week the club promised me something else. Yesterday the coach called me and told me in less than a minute that I was not in the squad. I cannot explain it. I have not been given any reason. Yikes. Oh well, not our player, not our problem. West, but again, on the Red News Roundup show, we talked about it in depth, so if you want to discuss that, please head over there. Let's just skip that. Ross, we now know this was always going to happen. Yeah. The West Ham fixture, which was due to happen on the 21st of December, has been postponed because we're going to be in the World Club Cup.
Nice, yeah. Again, that comes back to the Dejan Lovren thing. I know this is another competition that Liverpool need players for, and particularly in that December period or in the winter period. We're playing loads of games. I know there's a little break this year. Mm-hmm. But it just says to me, you know, Liverpool have gone out and got themselves a decent squad. There's a combination of youngsters and senior players in that side. And I think it kind of, there's a nice balance, isn't there?
Yeah.
But again, like you said, we knew this was going to happen. A nice reminder that we might be the best club in the world in a couple of months' time.
Yeah, and for those who didn't know, of course, as we know, Liverpool entered the semi-final stage on the 18th of December. The final takes place on the 21st. And a little run-up to Christmas. Will I be able to get over there without basically ending my marriage? We will find out in due course. Yes, we got something here. What's this one? This is, oh yeah, Bobby Duncan. The Bobby Duncan saga is at an end. He posted a video on Twitter of Tim Sherwood and Andy Townsend agreeing with him.
They're the two people you want fighting your corner.
Oh, absolutely. Two of the most loathed TV football pundits going back him up, so that's absolutely vindicated. But the thing that I thought was really interesting, which just goes, it tells you everything you need to know, as if we didn't now know everything there is to know about Saif Ruby, is that the comment on his Instagram, to be in the top 1%, you have to be prepared to do what 99% of the rest won't do. In my line of work, I know nobody even comes near.
Does he mean referring to his wearing jeans like that?
Yeah, is that how nobody's jeans come further away from the legs than Saif Ruby's? Not everything in life is black and white, and you have to be able to adapt and roll with the punches. Now, Bobby Duncan has the opportunity to live and experience something not many young English players have done. That's what leaders do. We're not followers. Thanks to all the people who have supported me in this difficult period, it means a lot. The joy of getting the job done makes all the struggle and that worthwhile. This guy comes across like a massive bellend. I've struggled to see through this, because I can read some of this, Ross, and like, there's always grains of reason in these things, but they're surrounded by so much self-aggrandizing, flashy bullshit that it makes me dislike Bobby Duncan, and it makes me more than ever dislike this fella.
He's just very egotistical, isn't it? Yeah. I think it's the word for it. He's, I think you can do all this without saying it and telling the public about it. You know, go and do your job and not making a big fuss about it. I think he shot himself in the foot by trying to take on the Liverpool Twitter. Mm. He was always going to lose that battle, and I think therefore everyone thought he was a bellend. But, you know, he got the move. Just keep your mouth shut and just go and carry on. And I don't think he's helping himself either.
It's an opportunity, I think, because I think there's a type of people in this world who talk like this.
Yeah.
And it's social media people. It's people who live for Instagram and they live for Twitter and they build up these reputations. And people are attracted to people who seemingly earn loads of money and have loads of power and influence. And this guy's clearly positioned himself for that. I've been told as much. There's an interesting story. I don't really want to go into it on YouTube, but do it once again. I'm going to keep plugging this. It's a great show. But the Red News Roundup, I was talking a little bit about this. I've been told something about this guy and the kind of character he is and his kind of role in the world on that show. That, yeah, it's well worth checking out. But we talked about this. We talked about the whole Bobby Duncan saga from start to finish, wrapping it up, what it means, the ins and outs, what it might mean for his career, what it means for Liverpool. That was our main focus on the Red News Roundup show today. So, yeah, once again, please go over to theredmantv.com and sign up and watch that show. Very, very good stuff. Very, very interesting stuff indeed. But what your thoughts on that, on anything we've discussed right now in the comments live on YouTube. So, Si, if you would be so kind.
I've just had a little thought. Imagine reading that post and that CD voice that he sent the voice notes to on Instagram. To be in the top 1%. And
hey, babe.
All that. Hilarious.
That'd be fucking weird.
First of all, we've got a super chat from Ben Pryor who says, where is Ben today? Is he enjoying the praise? He is enjoying the praise, Ben.
He is. Thank you very much, Ben. Thank you very much. Ben put together a tremendous highlights reel of Ben Kelly's best moments on Twitter, which I know Ben really, really appreciated. He was really made up with it, and we've really enjoyed it in the office as well. Like, so if you could do that, if you could do that for Ross, don't let Ross feel left out. Ross is Ross is a much more integral member of this squad. No, thanks very much, Ben, and thanks very much for all the super chats this week as well. Si, what you got for us?
Loads on Emre Can. Johnny Walker says Emre Can's football career. Johan Samuel says Emre Can is a Liverpool example of if you have a good thing going. Johnny Walker again says, just imagine leaving LFC thinking you're going to win the Champions League somewhere else, and then Liverpool go and win the Champions League and you're not even in the Champions League squad at your new club. Karma's a bitch, Emre Can. And then there's actually a good point here that Matthias Cantori has made. He says, I think it's a very good thing for us. Now our players have warning examples like Can and Coutinho, and I think that all you have to say is they left Liverpool thinking they had something better going, and now look at them.
The weird thing for me is that they've got Khedira, Matuidi, Pjanic in there, and then they bought Rabiot and Ramsey in the summer. Like, the alarm bell's not ringing going, I might fall behind these fellas. You thought something in the summer going, like, I think there's another one in there as well. Like, you've got six centre midfield, or Dybala, you could argue you put in midfield as well, and he was attacking midfielder, but he must look at that and thinking there's some tough competition. So I'm not even surprised, to be honest.
No, I know, and it is a shame. I like Emery, and I think he's a good footballer, like, but he, this is what happens, and I'm glad that this isn't our problem.
Oh, God, yeah.
I'm just glad it's not our problem. And he, you know, again, people make the bed, they lie in it. Liverpool history is littered with players who thought they could, the grass was greener away from Liverpool, and it's interesting. Obviously, you've got Bobby Duncan, who could well be the next in a very long line of players who have made that mistake. One more.
Well, I've just got two on Lovren that kind of link into each other. R6B says, fair play Lovren, what a great attitude, and can see him playing for us soon. And then Dan the Man says, Lovren's a stand-up guy, perfect attitude, honest about his intentions but not stubbornly self-absorbed. He'll be huge cover as well as key to our FA and League Cup success.
Absolutely. So yeah, very, very, very good stuff. Thank you very much to everyone who sent the comments in and watched and subscribed to the Red Men News YouTube channel as well. Plenty of things that we're kind of pushing you towards today, but yes, do go and sign up for The Athletic. Very, very highly recommended, and very proud to have them sponsoring us for a few months. That's very, very good indeed. Obviously, the redmentv.com is there if you do want the Reds News Roundup show. That's going to be out this afternoon. As I say, if you want it in podcast form, you can get it in your native podcast app, and you can get it in video form as well if you want to look at the wonderful faces of myself, Ben and Jack. And of course, yeah, if you're watching on YouTube, do remember to subscribe to the Red Men News YouTube channel. Other than that, we'll be back with more Red Men News at 12:30 tomorrow. See you soon.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.